Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're talking about the subject today, prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind, and we're doing part five of a 10-part series. We're doing topic number 14, Did God Forget Israel in Egypt? No. We're also doing Canaan Land, God's Will for His People. And number 16 topic, God's Will in the Old Testament. Let's start with the 14th topic. Did God forget Israel in Egypt? No. God raised up a man called Moses to deliver his people out of Egypt or the world system. God says to Moses to remind his people of his promises and also not to disobey his word. Israel is delivered from Egypt with signs, miracles, and wonders and the power of God. God directs them to take all the gold and all the silver, the wealth of Egypt or the world at that time. This is prosperity. This is also what happens to a born-again believer today. When a believer doesn't understand the promises of God, the believer will work in the world system. The world system is negative and is connected to Satan and the curse. God's system is positive and is connected to the blessings. When we do not know the promises of God that belong to us, then we automatically go in the world's direction and the world's system. God wants us delivered from that. He wants our thinking changed to think prosperity instead of poverty. Topic 15, Canaan Land, God's will for his people. Canaan Land, the promised land, is a land flowing with milk and honey, is still his will for today. Our Canaan Land are the promises of God found in the Bible or the Word of God. God promised a land of flowing with provision, prosperity, and blessings, and all they had to do was to follow his word and to obey him. After leaving Egypt, Israel again disobeys God and stays in the desert for 40 years until the disobedient generation dies out. Normally, the trip should have only taken 11 days. God's will is the Bible. Our Canaan land is the land flowing with milk and honey. It's called the Bible, the Word of God. As we go into the Word of God and get the scriptures that belong to us, in particularly in prosperity, meditate on them and to start to declaring them by faith, then God can operate on those words, on that faith, and bring prosperity into our lives and push poverty out of our lives. Canaan land today is the Bible, the Word of God, the promises of God that belong to the believer. Let's go to topic 16, God's will in the Old Testament. Throughout the entire Old Testament, God's will for mankind can be seen. Prosperity through obedience to his word. That hasn't changed even for today. The blessings came through Abraham and came down and continued to every seed after him. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 to 65 lists the curse. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14 lists the blessings. John 10:10 says that Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, for he is the thief. And Jesus said, I have come to give life and life in abundantly or in the overflow. Satan is the author or the originator of poverty, sickness, and disease. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2a says that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. To receive the promises of God in prosperity, we must find those scriptures, claim those scriptures for ourselves, and start to meditate on them and declare them. Our faith grows to receive the promise of God into our life. God wants us prosperous and out of debt. When we're in debt, we are the servant to the lender. We are the servant to the landlord. We are the servant to the world system that is ungodly, and God wants us to walk in his system so he can bless us. God does that through the systems that he has set up. Those systems are tithing and also giving offerings to what God tells us to do. I can assure you, as you start moving towards prosperity, you will have resistance from the devil, who does not want you to operate in tithing or offerings or prosperity, but he wants to keep a person under control through poverty. I encourage you to keep pushing forward and to claim that which belongs to you. God is happy and he's well pleased in your prosperity. The Word of God says that. The next part will be part 6 on the prosperity. This is God's will for mankind. And we'll be dealing with the topic 17. Was Jesus prosperous? Yes. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you're really enjoying the subject. It's very important to understand in your heart that God does not want you in poverty or poor. He wants you in finances that you can get yourself out of debt, get your family and friends out of debt, if that be His will, but also to finance the gospel, the preaching of the gospel and the expansion of the kingdom on the earth. So I encourage you, find out and open your heart to the promises of God which relate to prosperity. God is for you having finances, but He's not for finances having you. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.